Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and then hit a school complex there. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the UN says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Churkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions.
We believe that the proof is not there for any big punitive action to be taken. It's simply not there. Let's continue the discussion. We'll continue studying the report.
An inspection team under the joint auspices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons issued a report on the incidents. United States, United Kingdom, and France want the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops have been fighting Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize Somalia. Troop withdrawals come at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission Amisom is on the defensive following a string of high-profile Al-Shabaab raids on key military bases. This is VOA News. The mayor of a Philippine town who had been publicly named by President Rodrigo Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade was gunned down, along with 9 others, by police in a gunfight today. Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,600 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office in June. Meantime, President Duterte says his recent trip to Japan was a reminder to him of how important the relationship is between Manila and Tokyo.
Japan is and will always be a true friend of the Philippines. Considering our shared meaningful history and the amazing transformation of our relations to its excellent level, my official visit was another defining moment for the solid and strategic partnership between our countries.
Duterte was speaking following a 3-day visit to Japan, during which he proposed joint military exercises with Tokyo. Duterte made the proposal during a visit to a Coast Guard unit to observe an exercise of one of the patrol vessels Japan has pledged to provide the Philippines to upgrade Manila's maritime security capabilities amid South China Sea disputes with China. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned Thursday with Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in the state of North Carolina, where Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump are fighting for votes. Zlatika Hoke reports.
As the campaign approaches the finish line, Clinton remains in the lead, but most polls do not show her gaining a significant advantage over Trump. This means the outcome is still uncertain, and both candidates need to fight for every ballot they can get. That was the message Michelle Obama delivered Thursday in North Carolina.
We're going to vote. We're going to vote early. We're going to stand in line.
In her own speech, Clinton repeatedly called on North Carolinians to exercise their right to vote, saying the economy, immigration, marriage equality, the environment, and even education are crucial issues. Trump also encouraged supporters to vote. Ignoring the polls that show him trailing his rival, he told voters in Ohio that a new poll by Remington Research shows him 4 points ahead of Clinton in the Midwestern state. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. federal prosecutors have charged 61 defendants in connection with a scam in which suspects posing as federal tax and immigration authorities allegedly cheated 15,000 people out of $300 million. Justice Department says the defendants were involved in an Indian-based call center operation.
That's the latest world news from VOA.